All of Michigan's counties have fewer COVID vaccine doses than they would like at this time. And it may be impossible to balance every region's needs with the available supply of the moment. But counties in the Upper Peninsula do face some pretty unique challenges right now. We're checking in today with Carrie Ott, Public Information Officer for the LMAS District Health Department, serving Luce, Mackinac, Alger, and Schoolcraft counties. That's the eastern part of the UP. Carrie, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you, April. It's nice to be here again.
Generally speaking, how's the distribution process for vaccines going so far?
Well, it's going well. Initially, our distribution was more than we expected because of the way that Pfizer is delivered in 975 doses. And we had two hospitals set up to take ultra cold storage, so we had some Pfizer. And our hospitals and our health department have really done a great job of rolling out the vaccines we've been getting. The big change came last week when they announced that distribution would now be based on population. And so this week, as far as I understand, the entire Upper Peninsula did not receive any Pfizer vaccine. And LMAS District Health Department received a total of 600 doses for our four counties.
I want to ask more about that for sure, but can I ask, first of all, have the LMAS counties got to the point where people other than hospital workers and folks living in congregate care, like nursing homes, can make appointments for vaccination, or are you still just worrying about that first group?
Nope. Our 1A group was much smaller than in larger areas downstate. So we were able to get through that group very quickly and were ready when the state moved to a kind of a hybrid version of 1B, but pulling in the 65 plus group as well, and then prioritizing some groups farther down in 1B. So we were ready for that. And our 65-plus population, which is a little over 9,000 people in our four counties, they were very ready for vaccination. And unfortunately, that also hit at the same time that we found out we're not going to get as much vaccine. So it's going to take time to get through just the 65 and over population in our four counties.
I'm not sure this is a perfect description, but my understanding is that Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services has adjusted their decision-making formula based on this guidance from the CDC that has to do with social vulnerability that does take population into account. But to hear MDHHS tell it, they're also looking at factors like, what's the unemployment rate in a given area? How densely packed is the housing? How many folks might be in a situation where they're far away from healthcare resources? What have you heard about how the decision was made to send a radically smaller amount of doses to the area?
Yep, the social vulnerability index was a key part of what the CDC guidance included. And one of the factors in there was focusing on the areas that were initially hardest hit with COVID infections and also with COVID deaths. And that plays very closely into that housing situation where everybody's in very close proximity to each other. And that's a factor that really doesn't exist much in the Upper Peninsula. And we have not seen, we've got a lot of cases, we've had a lot of cases, but for LMAS total, so far we've had 11 COVID-related deaths in our four counties. So as the state put all of that into their formula, based on what the CDC guidance was, we end up with a smaller supply of vaccine. It makes sense. It's not easy to explain to people up here, and we are so appreciative that people want the vaccine, but it's hard because we had a lot to begin with, and now to have it brought down to such a low level, it's a little harder to explain to the public and even to our hospitals who got no vaccine this week. So there's some unique challenges.
So the doses that you do have, can you tell us a little bit about where those are being distributed and who's doing the work?
Well, the hospitals continue to vaccinate with a focus on the 65 and older population. As the state asked, we have done a considerable amount of our law and fire and CPS workers earlier. And then the hospitals also do have their second doses for this week for the groups that were due for those. They already had those and will be getting those out this week and again next week as well. Second doses will be provided. But a lot of first doses had to be canceled.
You know, Carrie, there were some frontline health workers in Michigan, in various parts of the state, who were, of course, very eager to roll up their sleeves when the vaccine was first available. And other folks had some hesitation about being in the first group of citizens to get the shots. Now that the state has started the process rolling and we have a new group of people who are getting the vaccine, I wonder what you're hearing about people's interest in getting vaccinated, how much demand, and maybe just sort of how the buzz is going in the LMAS counties.
Well, there's always some naysayers, never going to get this, don't believe in it, all of that. But for the most part, all of the feedback and the desire to get the vaccine has been very, very positive in our four counties. Been really impressed with the reaction and the desire to get on the lists, even knowing they may have to wait a while to get their vaccine. They still want to be in line and get that call when we have a vaccine ready for them.
Can you tell us a little bit about how things are going with infection rates and hospital capacity?
Well, we've noticed an interesting trend. As the vaccines rolled out, testing went down. We're not doing anywhere near as many tests currently as we were doing 2 months ago. What we do know right now is that we do have one county, Alger County, has got an incredible increase in cases right now, and they have since the 1st of January. From the first 2 weeks in January to the second 2 weeks in January, the number of confirmed cases of COVID in Alger County went up 80%. From last Thursday to the week before on Thursday, they added 30 new cases. That's a considerable increase in counties that are small, and our other counties are mostly flat. But again, because not as much testing is happening, we're not sure on how accurate that might be. And the 11th, and I could be wrong on this actually, we may be at 12 deaths now. I remember we did have a conversation yesterday that we will be adding a 12th death confirmed COVID in our district.
The state numbers show that as of Monday, 8,650 vaccines had been distributed within the district. Do you have a sense of whether that's you're pretty close to all of those having been delivered at this point? Meaning to say, do you have a sense of how many of those have been administered to people at this point?
About 60%. That's based on the numbers on the state website as far as administered. I know it's actually higher than that because it takes several days to log all of those vaccine administrations into the state MICR immunization website. And we had an event, a large event on Friday, and one of our hospitals had a large event on Saturday, both for that 65 and older group. And so I'm guessing we're down, that's probably at least 500 doses not showing up on the state website, possibly more. The issue now right this minute is not as many people are being tested.
Is that a function of how many tests you're able to deliver, or just where people's attention is in this moment?
I think it's more of where people's attention is and the hope that they see in vaccine. And so when they get something that could conceivably be a symptom of COVID, they don't get tested. They're not thinking of it. And because our drive-through testing events, it's a little, you know, it's 12 degrees in the Upper Peninsula. It's a little hard to do those big events right now with that. So we're not rolling out any large testing events either at this moment. But there are plenty of places where people can be tested. With this new strain that's in lower Michigan that is more infectious, we know people are tired of hearing it, but this is a race against time now, because that puts the virus ahead of our vaccine efforts, which are slowing down because of vaccine supply. That means people have got to redouble their efforts to wear cloth face masks appropriately over mouth and nose, stay home when you don't feel good, and please don't gather with people you don't live with. It's an unpleasant message. I'm tired of hearing myself say it, but we have to do it. We have to protect our healthcare capacity and to protect lives.
Carrie Ott is with the LMAS Health Department in the eastern part of the UP.